feel like a touchdown. This feel like an easy six. Defense is retreating quick. Know I got that cannon on me and receivers on the whim. Welcome pressure, where's the blitz? Not afraid to take the risk. Swear to God, I hate to lose, but winning is my favorite.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of Drop Balls Podcast. Your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Yes, you heard me right. I said your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Happy New Year's, everybody. Hope y'all had a good holiday season, you know, Christmas, New Year's, all of that. Hope y'all had a good and safe holiday season. This isn't going to be a long episode because we're getting into the fold of it's week 18. We're about to get into the playoffs. A lot of things have happened since the last time I got behind the mic. So we're going to get into a little bit of all of that. But before we get started, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go down to the ratings and review section and leave your boy that five-star rating. And as well, leave me a comment. Let me know what you like, what you dislike about the show. We're trying to get this show to as many ears as possible. So not only go ahead and rate it for your boy, but go ahead and share it for your boy as well. To your friends, your family, your loved ones, you know, whoever you know that loves sports just as much as you and I do. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well as hit that rating. Give me a five-star rating on Spotify as well. And like I said, just share the podcast. No matter what platform you're listening on, please share the podcast for your boys so that way we can get this thing out to as many ears as possible. But it'll be greatly appreciated. To start the show, first, I want to talk a little bit about DeMar Hamlin, man. You know, we got some great news this morning, where they removed the tube last night. He was able to FaceTime the team this morning, the Buffalo Bills, and you know, talk to them, let them know he loves them and everything. He actually, from what I was reading, he actually spoke to them. So we got some, it was some great news this morning. And, you know, it seems like this whole thing was, it was just a freak accident, man. It was the perfect timing and the perfect spot with the perfect amount of impact. It's a very rare thing that happened to him. I keep getting the name wrong, so I want to look it up before. I believe it's commotio cordis. I believe that's how you say it correctly. So, you know, it, like I said, it was one of those things where it's just a freak accident, man. And, you know, he received a wealth of support from a bunch of different people. These kind of things kind of show you that humanity isn't just shitty. Like, I'm not the biggest person that's high on humanity. Like, I think humanity's pretty damn crappy. But this right here shows you that all of humanity, we're just not shitty all the time. Like, we're not shitty all the time. We can show that we care no matter race, religion, creed, like whatever, man. Like, we can show that we can support one another. And I just wish that could happen most of the time and not just in tragedy, right? Like, I just wish that same support could happen, you know, just in normal times. But it sucks that it happens in tragedy. One thing that was great that came out of this was his charity, Chasing M's. Like, his charity went from $2,900, which was before the game, to probably I don't know what it exactly is right now. The last time I checked, it was like $7.3 million. And that's over the course of just this week. You know, the game was Monday, and then up until now, you know, it just was able to raise a lot of money, man. And that's what it is. And personally, I don't know how many people are religious, how many people, you know, believe in God, believe in a higher power or whatever. But, you know, it seems like this was only God's doing. And I'm not saying that, you know, God was trying to take him out, but it was one of those things where, okay, we know your name, right? We know your name, but I'm going to make your name bigger. I'm going to make your name bigger than what it already is. So, you know, just keep your faith, have faith in me. I'm not going to take you out, but I'm going to show that this is something only I can bring you out of. And in the midst of all of this, because of the person that you are, in the midst of all of this, I'm going to make your name way bigger than you could ever imagine. It was your dream to play football, but I got bigger plans for you, dog. Like, that's what it seems like to me. And I don't know. It's just crazy how all of this happened. Like I said, it was the perfect storm. And I'm not saying perfect as in a good way. I'm just saying it was the perfect storm as in how everything happened, and how rare this thing is to have happened, and especially in football. And all the people that want to push a nasty agenda about, oh, it was the vaccines. Since the vaccines, we've seen all these players collapse and this, that, and the third. Like, do some research, man. Stop just pushing nasty-ass agendas on the internet because you don't believe in the vaccine. I mean, and that's cool if you don't believe in the vaccine, but to try to put just force your beliefs on people and try to make things seem like what they really aren't, it's just crazy to me. So, like, just stop that shit. Like, stop it. It doesn't make sense, man. It just doesn't make sense. And so because of everything that happened, you know, they stopped the game not even halfway through the first quarter. But they stopped the game, and then they ended up canceling the game. And so with the canceled game, it changes a lot of things for the playoffs, right? It changes a lot of things for the playoffs, because now if the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, get the number one seed, if they end up winning this weekend, and they get the number one seed, and let's say them or the Bills, let's say they meet in the AFC Championship, it's going to be on a neutral site. If this whole thing is crazy. I'm reading it off right now. So, okay. So if the Bills and Kansas City both win or tie, a Bills-Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. If the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs both lose and Baltimore wins or ties over the Bengals this weekend, a Bills-Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. So now with that, because I think a lot of that gets confused as well, because with that, if Buffalo loses and Kansas City wins, then the AFC championship game, if they were to meet, will be in Kansas City. It's only if they both win this weekend that it could be at a neutral site, or if they both lose this weekend, it could be at a neutral site. Now, also, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Cincinnati wins, a Bills or Bengals versus Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. So just continue to bear with me, right? Continue to bear with me. So if the Ravens win on Sunday over the Bengals and they are matched against Cincinnati in the AFC wildcard game, then the site would be determined by a coin flip. Now, Cincinnati has already won the division. They've already won the division. But with this game, if the Ravens beat them, then the AFC wild, and they have to face each other in the wild card game, then that game will be held by where it will be held will depend on a coin flip. Still can't get it right. It'll depend on a coin flip. Now, if Cincy wins, then, you know, and they still have to play each other, then it's going to be in Cincinnati. But that's that. So, like, this whole scenario of everything, like, this whole scenario. And now, they kind of screwed the Bengals. But the thing is like, it's one of those things where I don't think the Bengals are going to lose this weekend. So, I mean, yeah, they screwed them if the Ravens beat them. But I don't think the Bengals lose this weekend. I think the Bengals still are going to beat the Ravens. I mean, Lamar Jackson isn't playing. So I feel like the Bengals are going to win. Like, that's how I feel. And based on, you know, this whole thing, like, there's a lot of things pending on this. Like, Tennessee and Jacksonville, depending on who wins that game Saturday. Well, tomorrow, today, you know. I'm recording on Friday, but y'all will hear this on a Saturday. So whoever wins the game between the Jaguars and the Titans, they win the AFC South and they go to the playoffs. They'll be the fourth seed. Now, whoever wins, this one is even crazier because we know the Patriots play Buffalo. And so if the Patriots win, they get in the playoffs. Now, if the Patriots, Dolphins, and Steelers win, Patriots still get in the playoffs. But if the Patriots lose to Buffalo, and the Dolphins win, and the Steelers win, the Dolphins get into the playoffs. Now, if the Dolphins lose, the Patriots lose, then you get this, and the Steelers win, then you get the Steelers in the playoffs. Now, if all three of them lose, then the Patriots are in the playoffs. the way I kind of see this going, oh, and let's not even get started on the NFC because the NFC is just crazy, right? So the Eagles play the Giants, or the Jets. Yeah, the Eagles play the Giants this weekend, and they can secure the number one seed in the NFC if they beat the Giants. Now, let's say they lose to the Giants, right? Let's say they lose to the Giants, San Francisco beats the Cardinals, and Dallas beats the Washington Commanders. San Francisco will be the number one seed. Now, let's say somehow San Francisco loses to the Arizona Cardinals, then Dallas will get the number one seed, and they'll win the NFC East. These scenarios this weekend are wicked. Like, they're crazy. A lot of this depending on these games this weekend. And I want to say there's like eight teams that's facing must-win matchups this weekend. And those eight teams, you got the Jaguars, of course. You got the Green Bay Packers. I forgot all about them. They play the Lions. So if they beat the Lions, then I believe they are in the playoffs as the seventh seed. Now, if the Lions win, then Green Bay, they're out of the playoffs, and the Lions make it. Now, I did predict at the end of last season that Dan Campbell will have the Lions in the playoffs. So I'm really pulling for the Lions to beat the Green Bay Packers and Lambeau. It's a tall task to ask, but that's what I'm rolling with. That's what I'm rolling with. The Miami Dolphins need to win versus the Jets. New England needs to win versus the Bills. Seattle needs to win against the Rams. I believe if Seattle wins, then that closes the window for – let me make sure. Let me go ahead and do this. If Seattle wins – okay, if Seattle wins and the Lions beat Green Bay, then Seattle gets into the playoffs. But if Seattle wins and the Lions lose to Green Bay, then Green Bay gets into the playoffs. So it's a lot of things riding this weekend on – teams winning, teams losing, on who's going to make the playoffs. So it's a lot. It's going to be some really good football this weekend. And one of the things was, like, you know, in the fantasy football world, it's always not necessarily bad, but it's kind of hard to really play the last week of fantasy football or the championship game on the last week of the football season because some teams, they already have their spot secured, so you get a lot of backup players playing and things like that. Like, the Giants already have a spot secured. They're the sixth seed. That's what they're going to stay. Whether they win or lose, they're going to be the sixth seed, right? But they're still going to start their starters. So this weekend of football, you know, we get a lot of good football games. And even, like, here we go. Like, even if the Giants were to lose to the Eagles, that would make San Francisco the second seed, Dallas the fifth seed. Like, you see how, like, a lot of things change. And if New York beats the Eagles, then the Eagles drop down to the fifth seed. Dallas jumps up to the second seed, and San Francisco jumps up to the first seed. So there's a lot of things that's hanging in the balance this weekend of football. So I think even having a championship fantasy football game this weekend, week 18, still a good thing, man. It's still a good thing. I'm going to give y'all my picks for the week real quick. I'm going to do that really quick. So Saturday we have the Chiefs versus the Raiders. I'm taking the Chiefs over the Raiders. We have the Titans versus the Jaguars as the Saturday night game, and I'm taking the Jaguars to beat the Titans. I do understand that Derrick Henry is back for this game. They got a lot of players that they didn't have in that first matchup that are back for this game as well. But I don't know, man. I feel like the Jaguars have kind of started to figure things out. Trevor Lawrence looks like he has arrived. It looks like he's making better decisions with the football, not really putting the football in harm's way. And he just looks like he's figured it out at the NFL level. So it's hard for me to say that the Jaguars are going to lose this weekend. I really can't see it happening. Now, it could happen, but I just can't see it happening. Sunday, we have the Texans versus the Colts. One of the greatest mid-offs of all mid-offs. I hope the Colts don't win this game, because if they do win this game, we drop out of the top five in draft standing. So I'm going for the Texans this game. Yes, I am going against my team, hoping that we do not win this game. I want us to be as high enough pick for us to be able to get our quarterback. Like, y'all seen the T.O. meme, the one where he's like, or not the meme, but the video where Tony Romo, that's my quarterback. That's what I'm looking for, man. I need my quarterback. So I need to get our franchise. I need us to get our franchise guy. So I'm going for the Texans this weekend. Sam Ehlinger is the starting quarterback this weekend because Nick Foles got hurt last week against the Giants. So I'm definitely going with the Texans over the Colts. Now, one thing that would be really nasty, if this game ended in a tie again, that would be disgusting. But also, if the Texans win, that drops them down to the second overall pick, and then the Bears have the first overall pick. So I need it to happen. Even though it doesn't hurt us, it helps us, but it hurts the Texans. So I'm all for it. We got Buccaneers, Falcons. I believe the Buccaneers are finally finding their way to get healthy. I believe they're what's his name? I can't even think of his name right now. One of their offensive linemen is back this week. He's coming back this week. Donovan Smith won't come. He won't come back this week. But what's his name? Vita Vea could play this weekend. Dang, what's his name, man? I think Tristan Wirfs. I think that's his name. I think that's the one that's coming back, if I remember correctly. Let me see. Give me a second, y'all. I'm trying to look at this depth chart real quick. Donovan Smith not coming back. We know that. Ryan Jensen, I believe, is still on IR. Oh, I think Ryan Jensen is coming back. That's right. That's who I think it is. Because so week 17, he wasn't going to play, but he was designated to return from injury reserve on that Wednesday. So maybe he's coming back this week. I'm not sure. I don't know how many games. I don't know if Tristan Wirfs is the correct one, but I think it's Ryan Jensen. If I remember correctly, it's Ryan Jensen. So they're getting some players back this week. And some players that are, you know, they're still out, but hopefully they can get back for the playoffs. But I got Tampa Bay winning this game. I mean, Tom Brady and Mike Evans last week just put on a freaking show against the Panthers. And I didn't even think that was going to happen, but Tom Brady went out there. He threw 432 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mike Evans had 207 yards on 10 receptions and had 3 touchdowns that game against the Carolina Panthers. And that locked up the NFC South for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they won the NFC South. So they already secured in their playoff spot. I believe they're the fourth seed. So even if they lost this game, it doesn't hurt them at all. Then we got the Patriots and the Bills. Man, I think the Bills are going to run away with this game. I think it's going to be an easy game for them. They're going to take care of business at home. Also, they're playing with a lot of emotion. So I think, I don't know, man. When something like that happens to your teammate, it can go one or two ways. You can go to where you just don't want to play ball anymore, or when the guy's father comes out and be like, "Hey, he wants y'all to go play ball." Or even when Damar Hamlin wakes up and one of the first questions he asked, not by speaking, but he wrote it down, was, "Who won the game on Monday?" That should get your team fired up. And I think they're riding high on emotions right now. And I think that's going to light a fire under them. And I just think they're going to handle business at home against the Patriots and even, you know, through the playoffs. So I got the Bills against the Patriots. The Vikings versus the Bears, I'm taking the Vikings. The Bears are starting, I forget who their quarterback is this week. It's not Justin Fields. So I'm not really buying too much of what they're selling. So I'm going with the Vikings this week. Ravens, Bengals. Give me the Bengals. Also, prayers to T. Higgins, man. Like, I know he's going through a lot because he's the one that, I mean, it was a routine tackle, right? Routine tackle, routine play. And he's the one that it was the collision with him that caused, you know, what Damar Hamlin went through. So, you know, prayers to T. Higgins because I know he's going through a lot too, especially because people were trying to blame him. Like, they were trying to put the burden on him like it was his fault. No, man, it was a routine football play, and it was just – the perfect storm of everything happening. So, nah, prayers up for him. But I got the Bengals beating the Ravens at home. Tyler Huntley's playing at quarterback for the Ravens, and I just don't trust it. If it was Lamar, it would be a different story. But, yeah, I got the Bengals at home. The Jets versus the Dolphins. I'm taking the Jets. at Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami. Tua's not playing. I believe Skylar Thompson is the quarterback for this game. Well, also Joe Flacco, I guess, is starting for the Jets too. But I don't know. I just have more faith in Joe Flacco than I do in Skylar Thompson. So I'm going with the Jets with the veteran quarterback playing, not the rookie guy. The Panthers versus the Saints. Personally, I think the Saints win this game. The Panthers at this point have nothing to play for. They're not playing for playoff position. At this point, all you're playing for is draft position. And right now, I believe they're like either fifth or they're like sixth or seventh, in the draft right now, the sixth or seventh pick in the draft. But the Saints, their pick goes to the Eagles. So they're really not playing for anything at this point. You're not even playing for the draft. So I think at this point, the Saints are just going to win this game and the Panthers secure a higher draft pick. That's what I think is about to happen. We got the Browns versus the Steelers. I got the Browns in this game. It is in Pittsburgh, and I understand Mike Tomlin, never had a losing season. I think this may be his first. They will finish 8-9. I got the Browns winning this game. The Browns are kind of trying to play spoiler right now. I think they're trying to play spoiler because the Steelers still have a chance to make the playoffs. Also, Mike Tomlin still has a chance to have a winning season. So I think the Browns are going to try to play spoiler, and I think they're going to beat the Steelers. We're probably going to see one of the best games from Deshaun Watson this game, and I really think they're going to beat the Steelers. We got the Chargers and the Broncos. I'm not really sold on the Broncos, and they fired their head coach. I don't even think I've talked to y'all since they fired Nathaniel Hackett. Like, first-year head coach, gone, out the door. Rightfully so. I'm pretty sure if they could get rid of Russ, they would have got rid of him too, but they couldn't get rid of that contract because their dumb asses gave him a brand new contract coming off of injury, not knowing what he really was going to be. And this is what you got. But I got the Chargers winning this game. Shout out to Justin Herbert, first time making the playoffs. I got the Chargers winning this game easily. Maybe not so easily because the Broncos still have a good defense. But, yeah, I still got the Chargers winning this. They're prepping for the playoffs. So, I think they're going to get rolling, try to get things rolling and take this game. We got the Giants versus the Eagles. And I'm pushing a nasty agenda, man. If y'all follow me on Twitter, then y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm taking the Giants this weekend. I know it's probably not going to happen, but I'm taking the Giants this weekend. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. I think he's returning this week. So, shout out to him. Go out there and do his thing, but still, I'm still pushing my agenda. So I got the Giants this week, man. Cardinals and 49ers. I got the 49ers. I joke and stuff and say the Cardinals because I need the Cardinals to win another game so that way the Colts could go up to the number four pick. But I know the 49ers ain't going to let the Cardinals win this game. I know it's not going to happen, especially without Kyler Murray. They're not about to let the Cardinals win this game. I think Brock Purdy's going to go out there and have a really good game. I think Christian McCaffrey's going to go out there and have a really good game. They're playing to get that number one seed. They're playing to get that seed. So, everything's going to be firing on all cylinders. I got the 49ers. Rams are playing spoiler, baby. Rams are playing spoiler, and they're going to beat the Seahawks in Seattle. And, yeah, I got the Rams winning this game. I think Baker Mayfield going to go out there and get the job done. Geno Smith has had a hell of a season, man. He threw for 4,000 yards, 29 touchdowns. I want to say maybe like 9 interceptions, man. He threw for 9 interceptions. He's had a hell of a season. Geno Smith has balled out, absolutely balled out. And this is why I say, was it Russell Wilson or was it Pete Carroll? Because if Geno Smith gets this team to the playoffs, I don't want to hear no more about this Russell Wilson getting these sorry-ass Seahawks teams to the playoffs because Geno Smith, baby, came out here and got them to the playoffs. But I still got the Rams winning this game. this is just another agenda, man. Because if the Rams win, then the Colts can afford to beat the Texans and still stay at the fifth spot in the draft. So I need it to happen. If the Colts win, I'm definitely pushing for the Rams to win this game. If the Colts lose, then I really don't care if the Seahawks win. I'm not really, whatever. But, yeah, if the Colts win, I need the Rams to win this game for sure. Cowboys, Commanders, this is an easy one. The Cowboys, man, the Commanders don't even know who their quarterback is. And you know what? I just want to say, F Carson Wentz, dog. F Carson Wentz. Bruh, last year, I'm not saying it was his fault we didn't make the playoffs. He didn't help us, but he also didn't hurt us. But like, all right, he didn't hurt us, but he also didn't help us. I want to put it that way, just so y'all get the picture of what I'm saying. Like, he didn't hurt our playoff chances, but he didn't help our playoff chances either. He didn't go out there and perform to the level that he needed to perform at as a Colt to win against the Raiders or the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then he goes to Washington, and we have a conditional pick. It's a third. It can turn into a second if he plays 70% of the snaps. Then he gets hurt. They come back, still doesn't let him start. So now he does. Now we don't get that second overall pick, or that second round pick. My bad. That second overall, second round pick. And not only that, before the season started, I had put, you know, I did a little $5 bet, because it was a little parlay that was put together. It was that the Vikings would have a winning season, the Commanders and the Jaguars would make the playoffs, and Green Bay would not make the playoffs. Put a little $5 bet on that to win 500. It was like plus 10,000 odds. And guess what? Carson Wentz goes out there and throws three interceptions against the Cleveland Browns last week to kill their playoff chances. So, yeah, give me the Cowboys over the Commanders. Sam Howell, I'm sorry, dog. You got fed to the Wolves. It's just going to happen. And I got the Cowboys winning this game. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, because I think the Commanders' defense has been playing very well, especially since Chase Young has gotten back. So I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy game, but I still got the Cowboys over the Commanders. Then we got the Lions-Packers. I said Dan Campbell was going to get these Lions to the playoffs. I think the Lions beat the Packers in Lambeau. I really think it's going to happen. Now, I will say this. The Packers' defense has been playing a lot better over the past few weeks now, but I want to preface that with saying they ain't really played a lot of world beater teams. Like, they played the Bears, they played the Rams, they played the Dolphins, and then this week, you know, they played a high powered offense against the Vikings. And even in the Dolphins game, I mean, that's a high powered offense, but Tua apparently had a concussion after halftime or at before halftime. So he was out there making a bunch of mistakes. And then the Vikings, they held them at bay. Pretty much you take Justin Jefferson out the picture and make everybody else do something. And that's pretty much what the Packers did. They played team defense on Justin Jefferson and said, Kirk Cousins, you pass the ball to somebody else. But I think the Lions have enough talent on their offense to actually get some things done. And Jared Goff has been playing. He's had a really good season. Now, I may have done some nasty stuff on Twitter the other day, and I put Jared Goff's stats next to Justin Herbert's stats and next to Kirk Cousins' stats, you know, just to send a little waves through the Twitterverse, just like I did Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts' stats. I want to send some waves through the Twitterverse, make some people mad. You know, I like to do that. I make a post and just mute it and let people have their way with it. Jared Goff has played pretty well this season. 4,214 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 62.6 QBR. He hasn't been bad this season. I believe he has 100.1 quarterback rating. So he's had a really solid season, and I think the Rams believe in him going forward. But I think they beat Green Bay this weekend, man. I really do. Sunday Night Football, I think they get it. And then they get into the playoffs. I think Dan Campbell has them playing some inspired football. And I like what I'm seeing from them. I really do like what I'm seeing from them. Those are my picks this weekend, man. This weekend, week 18 is going to be crazy. And I won one of my fantasy leagues. I'm in like 14 fantasy leagues. I won one of them. The Damien, damn, I can't even, I'm losing track of things. Damian Adams, he has his real deal league that we do just about every year. For the past 2 years, I'll say past two seasons. Last year, didn't do too hot. This year, 9-5, made the championship and took the dub, baby. Also in the Sports at the Dark League, listen, man, I started off rough. I feel like I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, right? I started off like 0-2 or something like that. Now I'm 8-7. I'm in the championship game. Now, I will say this. You know, last week, week 17, I had – so I was playing against D-Mac. D-Mac had Josh Allen left to play. He was up by, like, 2 points already. I believe it was, like, 79 to 76 or something like that. So 3 points. He had Josh Allen to play. I had Gabriel Davis, T. Higgins, and the Bengals defense. Bengals defense, they finished the game – well, because the game was canceled, they finished with 9 points. T. Higgins finished with 2. Gabriel Davis finished with 0. And Josh Allen finished with 2. So based on that, I ended up beating D-Mac and making it to the championship game. Now, I know Sleeper was saying that if they replayed the game, then we could go rerun week 17 and they'll score it based off of that. But because they canceled the game, they just scored it based on the stats that were in there. So I made it by default. But once again, 8-7, knocked off two of the two higher seeds. I knocked off the 1 seed and the 2 seed. So I knocked off both of them to make it to the championship game. And now I'm about to win the championship. I'm telling y'all, I'm about to win the championship. And once I win this championship, then I'm going to get some more good news, right? I'm going to get some good news. I'm going to get Jim Harbaugh, the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And we're going to get C.J. Stroud. We're going to have a Michigan coach coaching an Ohio State quarterback in Indianapolis. We're going to make it happen, baby. C.J. Stroud's coming to the Colts. I need Chris. If Chris Ballard's going to be our GM this year, which I'm pretty sure he will, he's going to survive Black Monday. We need our quarterback. We need some corners in the draft. We don't need multiple. We can survive with one corner in the draft. Need an offensive guard or offensive tackle, depending on what you want to do. I still believe in Bernhard Raimann. Let that man develop at left tackle. I'd rather get a right guard. Right guard, put him next to Braden Smith. So offensive guard, cornerback, quarterback, maybe another receiver. Give me another receiver. And then you can start, you know, sprinkling in some of those defensive players. But I also would love to see him go do some work in free agency. If there's some good free agents left, man. Like, I would love to see Chris Ballard actually make something happen in free agency. I'm not saying go out there and just spend stupidly, but what I'm saying is, like, bring us in some premier talent. Like, he did a great job bringing in Stephon Gilmore. Did a great job doing that. We need more moves like that, man. One, even if it's like a 2-3 year deal, we need more moves like that. Because we gotta continue to build this team, build this roster up, get some depth behind some of our key players, especially at the wide receiver position. Because bring Paris Campbell back. But outside of Paris, MPJ, and Alec Pierce, we don't have nothing else. I mean, yeah, we kept Ashton Doolin, but I mean, he didn't really do much this year. So outside of those three, we don't really have anything else. Michael Strahan hasn't developed. Desmond Patman hasn't developed. Like, so we need to add more to that wide receiver room. Trade Mo Alie-Cox, trade Ryan Kelly. So I guess get another center as well. But trade Ryan Kelly, trade Mo Alie-Cox. Maybe get another tight end somewhere, maybe a veteran tight end, because Mo ain't it. Let Jelani get those snaps that Mo had. Kylan Granson. Then we get Andrew Ogletree back. I believe that's his first name, Andrew. We get him back next year off the – because he tore his ACL in camp. So, you know, there's some – listen, man, the team is there. And I don't know. Maybe we get a new head coach and the head coach decides, hey, we got to clean up. We got to clean this up. We got to send some of these pieces away. We got a clean house. I want to get some of my guys in here. Maybe that's what happens. I don't know. But I do think we have a pretty decent team to – we have a pretty decent foundation that you can build on. We just don't have the quarterback in there yet. We got three solid receivers. Paris Campbell managed to stay healthy all season. That was lovely. Especially after only playing 15 games in 3 years. So him being healthy all season was lovely. So we have three solid weapons at receiver. We need, like I said, we need some more after that. The foundation is there. Let's continue to build on it. That's all I'm asking. Let's continue to build on it. But, man, that's all I have for y'all. I told y'all this episode wasn't going to be that long. I didn't really have a lot to talk about. Continue to pray for Damar Hamlin. Continue to pray for T. Higgins. Also, send some prayers up for Peyton Hillis. I saw he was in the hospital in critical condition after saving his children from drowning. So continue to pray for them, man. Just send some prayers up because I do believe God is a healer, and I believe prayer works, man. So continue to send prayers up. Peyton Hillis, T. Higgins, Damar Hamlin, just continue to pray for them. But, yeah, man, that's all I have for y'all. I hope you all have a good weekend, good football weekend. We also got some boxing tank fights tomorrow or Saturday. So we got some good things happening today on Saturday. So let's just enjoy it, man. And I'll be back with y'all next week. I'm getting more consistent. I promise y'all this year I'm getting more consistent. I need to do better with my podcasting. Well, with my personal podcast. I still do the Indie Intercept podcast. I still do my writings. But I need to get better with my personal podcast and continue putting out the product. So we will get better in 2023 with that. But like I said, y'all have a good weekend. Enjoy the sports this weekend. And, you know, we'll start talking about a little bit of basketball as the NFL playoffs roll around. We'll start getting into basketball as well, because that'll be happening more often than football at that point. So until next time, y'all be easy. Peace.